And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I want to point out something to you that you may not be aware of. You are a leader. You are a leader. Now, for some of you, you're executives in companies, or you're an upper management in companies, so you lead big groups of people. For others, you're a baseball player. For others, you're a leader of your family. You lead your children. You give them examples of what to be, or maybe not to be, when they grow up. The point I'm trying to make is that you're a leader. I don't care if you're the janitor in an organization. You lead something in your life. Every role in America has a place in the world, but I think you need to understand that you're a leader. And as a leader, you have to have a certain mindset. You have to have your head wrapped around the concept of leading. Now, some of you have to think about it. You have to focus on the concept of leading. For others, leadership comes naturally. But let me point out something to you that you may not be aware of. Great leaders often undergo mindset changes throughout their careers, and they adapt to new circumstances, challenges, and insights in their lives. Now, there have been many, many examples of great leaders throughout America that have gone through mindset changes. So what? Why am I talking about you changing your mindset? Why am I talking about you being a leader? The reason I'm talking about that is because right now, whatever you're doing for a living, you may be stuck in a rut. You may be trading time for money. You may be leading an organization, but you may not feel that you're getting anywhere in your life. Maybe you're looking at your 401k and you're thinking, wow, if the numbers were just bigger, I could retire. I could retire myself from the organization and I could live off of that bag of money. But that those numbers, they're not big enough. They're not big enough for you to do that, because what you're concerned about is you're going to have too much life at the end of your money. And, you know, you don't know when you're going to die. You have no idea when you're going to die. So why am I talking about mindset change? The reason I'm talking about it is because if you're going to get to a place of retirement and you're going to do it in 5 years or less, you're going to have to change your mindset. You're going to have to migrate away from what you're currently doing, and you're going to have to do something a little bit different. Now, one of the problems that you have right now is you have something called a middle-class mindset. I'm serious. You have a middle-class mindset. Everything that you've done in your life has been designed to get you to focus on living your life as part of the middle class. But if you're going to get yourself to a place of retirement in 5 years or less, you've got to shatter that middle-class mentality. You actually have to transition your mindset from a middle-class mentality to a millionaire's mentality. So how do you do that? I mean, how do you do it? Well, the best way to do it is to actually take a look at your middle-class mindset and understand it. You need to really understand what your thinking is. And I'm not saying it's stinking thinking. I'm just saying this is what you've been trained to do. So let's focus on the middle-class mindset for a little while, and let's talk about this. Let's talk this through. And here, let me prove to you that I, too, used to have a middle-class mindset. Now, I don't have it anymore. I have a millionaire's mindset now, but I understand that middle-class mindset because I lived it for 50-some-odd years. I really did. I mean, through childhood, through adolescence, through my early working years, through my time in the military, through my time of initial retirement from the military, through my time working for municipal government, up until the point that I achieved real estate retirement, I had a middle-class mindset. And here, let me prove to you that I know exactly what a middle-class mindset is. See, I was taught that there's a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, and it's to do the following things. Are you ready for them? go to school, actually show up, go to school, don't cut class, go to school and do well. Study, get good grades. And with those good grades from high school, get into college. Now, I did that. I got into college. As a matter of fact, I got into every college except for one that I applied to. So I had the opportunity to go to college because here was the idea. You had to get into a good college and get a degree. Now, getting into that college was easy for me. Getting to the college was a little bit more difficult. What do I mean by that? Well, I came from a background where we didn't have a lot of money. We basically lived hand to mouth. We always had more month at the end of our money. And as a result of that, there wasn't a ton of money laying around to send Al to college, even though Al wanted to go to college. So how did I go to college? I applied for ROTC scholarships because here was the thing. I applied for scholarships to the schools that I wanted to go to. And I got a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there, but it wasn't enough money to cover the cost of tuition, fees, books, and room and board. So I applied for ROTC scholarships. And the reason I did that was that ROTC scholarships were designed to pay for all of your tuition, all of your fees, and all of your books. Now, room and board back in the day, that was on you, but I figured, well, what the heck? At least if I got the big expense covered, I'd be okay. But the kicker was I had to qualify for the scholarships. So the Air Force came back and they said, we're going to give you a 2-year full ride scholarship, not including room and board. And I thought to myself, wow, I got a 2-year scholarship. And then I realized it takes 4 years to get through the university system. So I thought, wow, that's not going to work. It's just not going to work because I just don't know how I'm going to get to college for the first 2 years if they're only going to pay for the last 2 years. And I wasn't cognizant enough to understand that there was the thing called a community college system that might have benefited me. So I rejected the Air Force. And then I was kind of in the doldrums. And then the Navy showed up and they said, hey, you know what? We're going to offer you a 3-year scholarship. And I thought, wow, a 3-year scholarship. This is great. But wait a minute. How do I pay for the first year of college? And again, I didn't understand that there was a community college system out there. I wasn't educated enough to understand what my opportunities were. So I rejected the Navy. So I went back into the doldrums. How do I pay for college? And then the United States Army shows up and they said, Albert. That's my full name, by the way, Albert. Albert, we're going to offer you a 4-year Army ROTC scholarship. And I thought, ding, 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 ding. I've got the brass ring. I finally found a scholarship that's going to pay for everything except for room and board. And that's how I wound up serving 27 years in the United States Army, was because the Army was willing to pay for 4 years of tuition, books and fees for me. So I was able to get into college. I was able to go to college. I was able to fulfill my middle class mindset. Now, here's the other thing that you're taught when it comes to that middle class mindset, that once you get that degree, you have to get a good job with good pay and benefits, right? Now, technically, because the scholarship came with strings, I had to go in and serve in the United States Army. The service obligation was an 8-year obligation. Now, I'm not going to get into how that thing's all structured, but it basically said I had to be willing to serve at least 8 years in the United States Army. So I thought to myself, wow, not only am I getting into college, I also have a good job waiting for me once I complete my education and I complete all the ROTC training, and then I'll be a second lieutenant in the United States Army. And along with that, I'll get good pay. Well, I mean, reasonably good pay. The Army doesn't pay necessarily what corporate America pays, but it was good pay. And I would get full medical, full dental, because that's part of what you get when you serve in the United States Army. And I would also get the benefit of being able to earn a pension. Back in those days, they were still offering a pension, and all I had to do was serve for 20 years on active duty, and I would earn that pension. Now, for those of you out there that didn't do the service route, what those benefits tend to be is they tend to be stock options for you or 401ks or some other profit sharing plan or something else. But it's all designed to bolster whatever you get for your pay, right? Whatever you get for your salary. Now, getting back to me, I went into the United States Army and I served 27 years later. Now, the Army selected me for promotion. I was a lieutenant colonel at the time. They selected me for promotion to colonel. But as that process was going through, I also went through something called a retirement board because of the number of years of service that I had in the military. So the Army not only selected me for promotion, but they decided on my behalf that it was time to retire. So I went from a career to unemployed just like that. Now, I had earned that pension, but here was the ironic thing about that pension. That pension only paid me one-third of what I used to earn when I was serving on active duty. So as a result of that, I had a giant financial hardship in my household because my expenses didn't go down by two-thirds. No, my expenses stayed where they were at, and I had a problem. I had a financial catastrophe going on in my household. So what did I do? Well, when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what I did. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Residents come in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better. It's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm suggesting that you need to do in order to get out of the rat race is you need to have a mindset change. You have to migrate away from what is familiar to you, which is the middle class mindset, and you have to move towards a millionaire's mindset. Now, some of you are thinking, well, how do you do that? How do I accomplish that? How do I make that happen in my life? Because I'm not a millionaire yet. Now, some of you may be millionaires. Some of you may have at least $1 million in your 401k or your stock option plans or things like that. So technically, you're a millionaire. Or some of you live in a house where you've got $1 million worth of equity in the house. So that qualifies you as a millionaire. But your mindset has not caught up with being a millionaire because your mindset is still focused on the middle class mindset. Now, as we were going to break, I was telling you the story of how I, you know, migrated through my middle class journey and how I wound up serving 27 years in the United States Army. And at the 27 year point, the Army selected me for retirement and it was time for me to go. So go I went, and I found myself on the retired roles of the United States Army. I actually was cleaning up our craft room over the weekend, and I found my order that assigns me to the retired reserve of the United States Army. So I'm technically still serving in the Army, but I don't do anything. I don't go to formations. I'm not a part of any type of unit. I'm just there in case the Army needs me. Now, in exchange for the 27 years of service, I earned a pension. So that pension pays me an income. And technically, it's passive income. It is passive income. But ironically, when I retired from the United States Army, that pension only paid me one-third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. I mean, it still pays me today, and it's still technically one-third of what I used to make when I served on active duty. Now, I had a problem because we were a single-income household, and we pretty much spent everything that we earned every month. I mean, because I kind of learned that from my parents. You spend everything that you earn every month, and you don't have much money left at the end of your month. So when it came time to retirement, I was unemployed. I was literally out of a job. And like most military retirees, I went through something called transition training, where they teach you how to write a resume and they try and give you interview skills and things like that. And I went through all that training, but it was kind of like a land distant from my mind. Does that make sense to you? It was something a little bit out of my wheelhouse. But once I found myself retired, I realized, well, I'm gonna have to get serious with this stuff, because my expenses are way up here, but my income's way down there, and there's a two-thirds delta in between, and I gotta get busy and I gotta get back into the workforce. Now, when I left the United States Army, I was age 50. I was 50 years old, and I found it difficult to get back into the workforce, because one of the things that I was trying to do, I figured, well, I was essentially an upper management, like junior executive kind of guy in the military, so I should be able to transition into corporate America at that same level. But I found it very difficult to penetrate that corporate veil. Part of the reason for that is most of my experience was focused on killing the bad guys and breaking all their stuff. I mean, that's what we do in the Army. We're really good at it. So in corporate America, unless you go into, you know, some government or military industrial complex type of work, that doesn't transition very well. Even though I had leadership skills, I had managerial skills and things like that, corporate America basically looked at my resume and they went, yeah, but you don't have any experience in our industry. So because of that, I found it difficult to transition to corporate America at a pay scale that I thought that maybe I should be able to earn. So what did I do? Well, I kept applying for jobs. As I kept getting rejection letter after rejection letter, or in many cases, I didn't even get anything after applying, I found it difficult. And remember, I'm hemorrhaging money. Now, one of the things that I did do was I listened to a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey. And Dave Ramsey taught me to pay everything off, because that's part of the middle class mindset, right? Dave Ramsey will teach you how to perfect the middle class mindset. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will teach you to perfect the millionaire mindset. But I was not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited when I left the military. So in my driveway was not one, but four different vehicles that were driven by each of the licensed drivers in my household. And I realized that I had paid all of those vehicles off. So how did I survive? How did I survive making one third of what I needed in order to pay for the expenses of my household? I took the title for vehicle number one down to my bank. I took out a title loan. That title loan gave me a bag of money. I lived off of that bag of money until that money ran out. And then when that money ran out, I took the second title down to the bank and I got another bag of money. And I wash, rinsed, repeated that through all four vehicles. When the money ran out on the fourth vehicle, I turned to my wallet, because inside of my wallet are these little plastic things and they're called credit cards. And those credit cards had something called a cash advance feature on them. And just as I was ready to take a cash advance out on the first credit card, I landed a job. Now that job, it didn't pay me what I thought I was worth. As a matter of fact, the work itself was a little bit below my pay scale. I mean, as far as I was concerned, it was a job that I was overqualified to do, but I needed a job. And ironically, the pay was just enough to cover the bleeding in my household. And I figured, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that job. I'm going to do the best job that I can working in that job. And that job also had a pension component to it, because I went to work for municipal government. So part of their plan is that they give you the opportunity to earn a pension. So I figured, well, I'll just work in this new job for 20 years. Maybe I can rise up through the corporate ladder, so to speak, in municipal government. And at the end of 20 years, I will build up another pension. So by the age of 70, I will have two pensions and I'll be able to take my maximum Social Security benefits. But there was a problem. There was a huge problem, because after about a year and a half, maybe 2 years of working in that job, I found that I was miserable. I found that I was bored. I found that the work itself was not fulfilling for me, and I was just going through the motions. And I was stuck in that middle-class mindset. And ironically, around that time period, my son and I discovered the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show on the radio, and we started listening to the show. Now, obviously, it was a different host back then, but the information that was being conveyed was information that really triggered in my mind. It made me think about what I was doing, and it made me think about the possibilities of transitioning my own mindset away from that middle-class mindset and over to a millionaire's mindset. I realized that what I was doing was ineffective and it needed to change. And Lifestyles Unlimited was the thing that I needed in order to change things. Now, I'm not one of those guys that had a big 401k because the Army didn't offer 401ks back in the day. They only offered a pension. And I already told you what the pension did for me. It only paid you one third of what you used to make when you served on active duty. Now, it's a little different depending on your rank and your pay scales and things like that. But that's pretty much what a pension will pay you after you leave, unless you work for certain municipal governments doing certain jobs. Okay. I do know that there are municipal government jobs out there that have pensions where you when you retire, you actually make about as much money, if not more money, than you earned when you were working in that job. But you probably had to work in that job for like 30 years. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my brother's girlfriend, she's the beneficiary of a pension. She worked for municipal government for 29 years, and she makes almost as much money as she made when she was working. So she had one of those pensions. But here's the thing. It doesn't pay you anymore. It doesn't pay you anymore. And I was actually talking to her when she came out to visit me for my 60th birthday. Obviously, my brother came with her. And you know, I was pointing out to her that you're kind of stuck. Unless you do things a little bit differently, you're going to be stuck and you're not going to make anything more than you're currently making now, even though you're fully retired. So what she did was she went through a mindset change too. She realized that she was still stuck in a middle-class mindset and she needed to have a millionaire's mindset. So I introduced her to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, she went to lifestylesunlimited.com and she checked out all the podcasts that we have there, and she is studying up. She's gone back a couple of weeks and she's listening to the radio shows that we produce because she is interested in changing her mindset. She is radically changing it. Now, let me go back to me. How did I get myself to a place of retirement? Because now I pointed out to you a few moments ago, I didn't have that big, giant, you know, 401k that I could have cashed in and got myself retired immediately. But what I did have is I did have different assets that I owned that I was able to cash in, because when I looked at what the rates of return those assets were producing for me, the rates of return were minimal compared to what real estate could do for me. So I cashed those assets in, and that gave me my seed money to start investing in real estate. So what did I do? I started buying real estate. The other thing that I started doing was I started looking at my actual expenses of life, and I started questioning, why am I paying for this? And why am I paying for that? And what's the point of that? And what's the point of this? And I started diminishing my expenses, and that helped me get to a place of retirement in 2 years. Yeah, I'm a member of what we call the Deuces Club in Lifestyles Unlimited. In other words, I achieved retirement in 2 years, but I'm not bragging. I want to point out to you that I was desperate to get to a place of retirement, because keep in mind, I actually had retired once before, but I failed at it. I failed at it because I didn't have enough passive income to meet or exceed the expenses of my living. And as a result of that, I wasn't really retired. I mean, I was physically retired because I didn't have a job, but I wasn't financially retired. And more importantly, I had to get back into the workforce in order to stop the financial hemorrhaging that was occurring in my life. And by the way, I don't think I told you this earlier in the show, but it took me 10 months in order to land that job. 10 months of agony. It was a painful 10 months. Now, let me do this. What I want to do is I want to shift back to some of the leaders that are out there. And I mentioned to you that I was going to talk about Ronald Reagan and the fact that Ronald Reagan made some very notable mindset changes throughout his life and his political career. Now, he actually transitioned from being a Democrat to a Republican. Did you know that? Yeah, you, as many of you didn't know, maybe you think that Ronald Reagan was just a Republican all of his life, but that's not true. He actually started his political affiliation as a Democrat, and his affiliation shifted from being a Democrat in his early years to becoming a staunch conservative Republican later in his life. And he famously remarked, "I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The party left me," reflecting his disillusionment with the direction of the Democratic Party, particularly its shift towards liberalism and government intervention in the economy. Reagan's transition to the Republican Party marked a significant ideological shift that shaped his political career and policy priorities. Now, why do I bring up Reagan right there? And I'm not bashing on Republicans. I'm not bashing on Democrats. I'm not trying to turn this into a political argument. What I'm trying to point out is that Reagan went through a mindset change. And I'm not saying that either way of thinking is right or wrong, but it made sense for him. In correlation, you're either going to follow a middle-class mindset or you're going to follow a millionaire's mindset. And that middle-class mindset is not going to get you to a place of retirement that you think you need to be at, because what you are doing now for retirement is probably going to fail you, just like it failed me. And I don't want that to happen to you, because you will go through a financial Armageddon like I did, and it's a painful experience. There are many, many people in our country today that have not made that shift in their mindset. They've not shifted away from the middle class mindset over to the millionaire's mindset. They have done everything that the middle class mindset told them to do, and now they are in the golden years of their lives, and they don't have enough money coming into their household, or that bag of money that they relied upon, that bag of money that they thought was going to be there forever and ever, they have depleted that bag of money, and it's gone. It is gone now. I mean, think about the people in your grocery store that bag your groceries. There are two types of people, right? They're either like young, high school aged kids, or they're senior citizens. Have you noticed that? Yeah, both classes of people don't have a lot of money, because they're working as a bagger in the grocery store. Now, I'm not bagging on baggers. What I'm trying to point out is, for the high school student, that's an entry-level job. There's nothing wrong with them doing that job, because they're probably living off their parents anyhow. But for that senior citizen, now they need that money. They need that income. They're probably hoping that you give them some tips for bagging their groceries, because the bag of money that they built up over their entire lifetime, if they even built that bag of money up, is gone. And now they're reliant upon friends, family, charity, or even the government, or bagging groceries in order to make ends meet. And what I don't want for you is, I don't want you to be in a situation where you're the age of 70, you have run out of money because you've outlived the amount of money that you've put away into that 401k or that IRA or whatever other government-sponsored savings account that you have, and now you have to get back into the workforce in a time in your life where you're supposed to be enjoying what life has to offer. So the moral of the story is to do what some of these great leaders have done. Think about what you're currently doing now. Think about what your mindset is focused on, and think about what your mindset should be focused on. You should shift away from the middle class mindset into the millionaire's mindset. And the best way to do it is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we'll actually walk you through that entire process. It is part of our educational program. It is part of what we do to help you understand that you can have the life that you've always wanted, but it starts with changing that mindset. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop. And let's get you going.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.